Hi, Glenn. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Doing good?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I'll be taking care of the pricing and details for your area. And it looks like you were speaking with Brian, and I know that she does a really great job going over the basics, you know, the program. So I'm just actually grabbing some of the notes that she sent over. But first I wanted to ask, Glenn, was there any questions that you had as far as like the programming or, you know, even questions about the placement that we do?
She mentioned that my name will pop up if you put it in the Google search. So I'm interested in that.
Yeah. So let me tell you, okay, if someone, like, let's say someone doesn't even know your company by name, right? But they're looking for, you know, pest control services, okay? That's what they're going to type in on the search bar on Google, right? They're going to type in, you know, pest control company near me or however they perform the search, right?
Yeah.
So our job is to always make sure, Glenn, that you're coming up as one of those top recommended options so that you can get these calls from the potential customer coming to you directly because they found you on Google. Make sense so far?
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
Awesome. So I did actually a quick search for your company by name. And so when I did that, it'll show me wherever you are listed online. Okay. And so what I found, the first thing that popped up for me, Glenn, was your website. That was the first thing I found. Looks great.
Yeah.
Did you do this yourself?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No way. Okay. Well, good job. Good job. I mean, for it not being your specialty, you did pretty good. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And then there was also Yelp came up. MapQuest, Yahoo Local. So quite a few different directories. What I was looking for was to see if maybe you used Facebook. Do you ever go on Facebook? Any social media?
I don't have. No, I don't.
Not yet? Okay. Okay. No. And so she mentioned that you're licensed and insured. And
yes.
Now, when it comes to your service area, right, I know you're based out of Elizabeth. She put you target 100 miles. Is that depending on the job? Or is that how far you typically travel?
It's depending on the job. I mean, listen, I'm a small family business, and I'm trying to pick up as many customers as I can. So,
yeah.
You know, 100 miles is a little bit exaggerated, but...
You're willing to travel. Is what I hear.
I'm willing to travel, yeah. I'm willing to travel.
If it makes
all over
money, if it makes
that's
money,
right.
Then it makes sense.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, so the insurance that you carry, is it a general liability insurance?
It is.
Okay. At least a $300,000?
It's $500,000.
Okay. Perfect. And then it looks like for your industry, they don't really require licensing. Is that right?
No. I mean, I have all my licenses and certifications. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Well, I was looking at, there's a program that I was actually checking out to see if it would be a good fit for you. And it was giving me, like, what the qualifications are. It's called Google Verified. It's Google's, like, pay-per-lead program. I wanted to see first if you would qualify for that. And for that program, it'll say, like, Google might require a license and insurance, like a specific license, right? They might require one or the other or both. But all Google wants you to have is to pass a background check. In the past 7 years, no felonies, and they want you to have a $300,000 minimum general liability insurance. They're not requiring the licensing. But I know you mentioned you carry all the certifications, so that's fine. You know, I know sometimes like certain general, like I'll give you an example. There's general contractors that there's a specific license that they have to carry, whether it's a commercial building one or a class B, like there's a specific that Google would ask for. So that's why I was looking at the requirements for the pest control for you. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So there's one particular package that I think would be a really good fit for you. It's one of my favorites, okay? And I'd love to share that with you. If it doesn't fit in your budget, then we can look at the other package that I'm leaning towards as well, okay?
Sure.
Basically, this ideal package, it's two programs that are combined into one. The first part of this package is going to get you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section so that you're found at the moment they're searching for your services. It's going to get you listed on Bing, which is a sister company to Google. Yelp. Your Yelp page is going to be branded. Apple Maps. We also build you a business Facebook page. You haven't built one yet, right? But you go on Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have Facebook at all.
Okay. So we'll build you a business Facebook page. Okay. And what we do is Facebook advertising. Anytime that someone's doing a search, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Anytime that someone is doing a search on Google for your service, and then let's say they go to Facebook, right? And they're looking at pictures or they're looking at stories, all of a sudden they're going to see your ad appear. Your ad is going to show up on their Facebook page. And it's going to help you reach more new clients. It's like a reminder, like, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's the company that offers it. They click on that ad and they call you directly. We're going to also make sure your website is attached where your business is listed. And we cover the mobile platform. Anytime when someone is using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they're going to find you listed on the first page. Okay? This part of the package is going to run you $299 a month. Okay? Mm. Is that out of your budget?
Yeah, that's out of my budget.
Okay.
Every single month.
So this ideal package probably isn't going to be the best option for you if it's because this is only the first part of it. There's another part that has the paper lead. So I guess let me ask you this. Are you paying for any marketing at all or are you just kind of managing it all on your own?
Yeah, I'm doing it on my own.
Okay.
I really like everything that you explained to me. There's no way to make it cheaper than $300.
Honestly, that is a discounted rate, Glenn. With you being a new business, that's a discounted rate. Yeah. Typically, this package, don't have a heart attack when I tell you, but typically this package is $1,098, and it has a $299 setup fee. Yeah, the original rate. But because you're a new business, okay, is why I was able to waive the setup fee and bring it down to $299. So that $299 is the price that you would be grandfathered in. It wouldn't change on you. But unfortunately, that's going to be the lowest rate for it. Yeah. You're talking about Google placement along with ad campaigns. And in order to really get your name out there, we're going to have to implement these kind of platforms because that's what's going to generate. Excuse me?
You said Google placement and what? Tempting?
With Google?
You said?
No, sir. Uh-huh. With Google placement and with running ad campaigns to get you in the targeted areas that you travel to, we have to complement it with these different platforms. Otherwise, just putting you on the first page of Google is going to give you minimal. And we don't offer packages like that. So anything less than the $299, $299 is going to be that lowest rate. I wish I had something like that.
It'll be $299, and that's without something else, you said? Without a pay for leave or something?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, if $299 is something you cannot afford, then you're not going to be the ideal package. It's a lot more than that. This was only part of it. So the ideal package is off the table. I'm not even going to go over that with you, because that ideal package, you're looking at $923 for lead costs, and $299 is already out of your range.
So wait. If let's just say I would go with the $299.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the $299, there's something else?
Okay. Let me back up and let me explain it to you again.
Okay.
I was trying to share with you the ideal package. Remember I said it's two programs combined into one?
Mm-hmm.
So I was explaining to you the first part of that program, the first part of it. There's a second part, which is another separate program that they're combined into one. You stopped me at $299 and you said that's out of your budget. So this ideal package, I won't even share with you, because if $299 is out of your budget, this ideal
mm-hmm.
package is not going to be the package for you. Because you're not just paying $299. So it's kind of like, it makes no sense for me to even explain it to you. If $299 is already out of your budget, you know what I mean? But remember I told you, if this didn't fit within your budget, we could look at the other package that would be a good start for you, which would basically be the package that I just explained to you, which is what we call the VIP. I was trying to offer you the ideal package, but I only got to explain the first half of it until when you stopped.
What does that mean, ideal package?
Ideal package is going to include this flat rate of $299, and it's also going to include a minimum monthly budget of Google's pay-per-lead program of $923. I didn't even get to that part because you stopped me at the first part of it. So the ideal package is not a good fit for you. So it's like not even – it's honestly.
Why would it be worth nine? Like, what is that to pay for lead?
Okay,
am I going to pay for lead?
I'm going to explain it to you, although it's not in your budget. Okay. The only reason why I didn't explain any further is because you told me, ooh, $299 is not my budget.
Yeah.
So I'm not
going
to
listen.
I don't want to waste your time. You know what I mean? I want to find something that's going to be suitable for you. But I'm going to explain it to you anyways, okay?
Okay.
So this Google Verified, which is Google's pay-per-lead program, okay, there is a one-time $250 application fee to get approved for that program. When you get approved for the program, okay, after you fill out your application, they run the background check, it comes back, you're great, you're approved. We call you to notify you of the approval. And because we're going to activate the leads within 3 days, to activate the leads for pest control, okay, these are going to be live calls that you don't share with anyone. They call them leads. When a lead comes in, the lead is $79. But for you to activate the program, to activate the leads, you're going to pay a minimum monthly budget of $923. When a lead comes in, it's going to deduct it. Okay? It's going to deduct the $71.
When you say a lead, you mean when I get a phone call from a customer? That's what you mean by lead?
I said the lead is a direct call that's coming to you from the customer. They call it a lead.
Okay.
Okay. This is a whole separate program from the first one that I was talking to you about. Remember, it's two parts. The ideal package is a part A and a part B that are combined into the ideal package. The part A is $299 flat rate every month because it's managing a Google business profile. It's managing Facebook ads, Bing local, your Yelp page is branded, and it covers a mobile platform. That's $299 every single month, no matter what, how many calls you get or whatever. Okay? The part B is the Google Verified Pay-Per-Lead program. There's a one-time $250 application fee.
What about we just do the first part? I don't need the second part.
So this is why. That's exactly why I said I didn't want to explain it to you, Glenn, because it's out of your budget, right? I want to find you something more suitable. So the only other program that would be suitable for you is going to be that $299 package. But that is the lowest rate, is going to be at $299, because I applied that new in business rate. There's not going to be a rate anything lower than that, unfortunately.
So that's $299, and it's everything that you explained to me, the Facebook, the Google, Bing, and all that?
Yeah. So it's going to be us getting you, we're going to help you get that Google business profile created. You know, like when you do the search on Google and you see the map that pops up and it's got the businesses listed below it? Okay. Yep. Your profile is going to be there. It'll have your company name. It'll have pictures of your work, your business logo, your website link. So that's what's going to come up on Google when people are searching your services in the local map. We're going to do that. We're going to list you on Bing. We're going to brand your Yelp page, Apple Maps. We're going to build you a business Facebook page. We're going to do Facebook advertising. We're not going to mess with your website. We're just going to make sure it's attached where we're listing your business, and we're going to make sure that you're covering anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet to search for your services, that they can still find you on the first page. That is offered to you today at $299 a month.
Okay, I'm interested in that.
Okay. Now, you're going to also have a customized tracking and reporting system. It's very important for you to track your results with us and not just take our word for it, right? That it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure, yep.
With the customized tracking and reporting system, you're going to be able to track how many phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. So you're going to be able to track all of it, but you're going to have a team here within our company, okay, that's dedicated to your account. So anytime that you have changes or you have updates or you have questions about your account, you're going to reach out to our customer service department, because the team's going to be in charge of all of that. This begins with me, because I'm the one who creates the account, but we'll definitely have a team that's managing it for you so that you can focus on your job. Okay, and then we handle the rest. Does that all kind of make sense?
Yeah, sure, it makes sense.
Perfect.
It sounds good.
Okay, so now with the $299, how it would work is you would pay that today, right? You and I go through some notes. We schedule a client interview with one of our technicians. We schedule it at a time that's going to basically be convenient for you, depending on our availability as well as yours. But the client interview?
What a client interview? What is that?
So a client interview, and that's what I was just going to explain. The client interview is where you would speak with one of my technicians about the Facebook ads, about your areas of target, about the services that you offer. They're going to verify the information that even I notated, because they want to make sure everything is correct. So it's an interview that you have to have with the technician, so that way they know how they're going to run your Facebook ads when they're creating the content for your profiles that we're going to be managing. Okay? So that appointment is the most important appointment, because all of that has to be done so that way we know, okay, so these are his services that he wants noted for. Okay, perfect. They got to go through all this. So that appointment...
Okay.
We usually block out an hour. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, because it depends on how many questions or details you have as well. Okay?
Yeah.
So sometimes it might take a little bit longer because they want to make sure that they're addressing all your questions. Now, our program is monthly. Okay. That $299 will be the same price every single month that you are with us. It won't change. Even if you were with us for 6 years or 6 months. Okay. We don't put you in on a contract, but I will ask you for a 3 month verbal commitment. I'm asking you, stick it out 3 months, because this, Glenn, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't mean I flip on a light switch and you're on Google on the first page tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand.
So
that.
I want to make sure that you and I are both on the same page. Okay. What I would love to do right now, okay, do you have access to your emails?
I do.
Okay. What is the best email for you? Because right now, while we're on the phone, I want to send you everything in writing on this
alchemy@alchemypress.com. alchemy@alchemypress.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second here, okay? You're going to be receiving an email, and it's coming from N. Medina, which is Nadine Medina, that's me, at Local Splash. Give me 1 second here. Let me send that over to you. Good job so far on the content that you have done for the business, you know.
Thank you.
A lot of people don't get as far as you do.
I did a lot of stuff. I tried as much as I can. The only thing I wasn't able to do is get on Google for some reason. I signed up with Google and I sent them all the information. I sent them all the information they asked for. I did everything I had to do, and for some reason they didn't accept it.
Really?
I forgot exactly what they told me, but they didn't accept it, which I found it weird.
Yeah, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. Sometimes you got to resubmit it a couple of times, but that's where we come in, because we're not Google and we don't work for Google. Okay, Google will never call you directly. We're a channel partner to Google. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't contact Google at all.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's through chat with them. But the perks of it is, we're going to get you through that process. And if there's any issues, we have a Google representative that we can reach out to, because we're a channel partner that would assist us. So, I mean, it's part of what we do. Glenn, do you spell your name with two N's or one?
One N.
One N, G-L-E-N, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I don't like when I misspell someone's name.
That's all, man. Okay.
Yeah, or even when I mispronounce someone's name, I'm like, oh my gosh, now I feel really bad. Okay, so I just sent you right now the email, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Beautiful. I'm just putting here that the other package is out of your budget so that they're aware. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, because if you have, like, all your licensing and your insurance, it shouldn't be a problem for Google to verify you for the Google Business Profile, but we'll take care of that. Okay. Glenn, you know, on this phone number that we're speaking on, do you get text messages on this number?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to also send you a text message, and it's going to have the number to our customer service department. Okay, Glenn. I need you to make sure you save that number in your contacts on your phone under our company name, Local Splash. So this way, you don't lose our phone number, And because when our customer service, like if they reach out to you for any reason, they're going to call you from the 877 number. So let me know once you get this text. Okay. I just sent it. Oh my gosh. It's like, you know, when Christmas starts, it's like, oh my goodness. I'm like, why is my phone blowing up? My cell phone? By the time like I go to lunch or break, oh my gosh, Glenn, I might have like 20 text messages of, oh, special offers, Black Friday special. Oh, you qualify for a credit card. And I'm like, oh my Lord.
Yep, I'm getting those. I'm getting those too.
Oh, it's just like insane. And then, oh, you qualify for a loan. Beautiful. Okay. So when you're looking
at
that text message.
If you have any questions, please feel free to call us.
Yes.
Okay.
That 877 number, yes, save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. Now listen, we're on the West Coast. We're in California. So we're actually 3 hours behind you. So you see there are hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So for you, it's 10 to 7 because remember, you're 3 hours ahead because you're in Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if you also look at that, I already included your credentials for your tracking and reporting system. So we call it the client dashboard. Your username, Glenn, is your phone number, okay, with no dashes.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers all together. Your password is lowercase and it's get leads, one word. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I already included that for you, so this way you have that. Okay.
So with that, I tap into this to this website here where it says Local Splash, and like I can sign into my.
Profile. Yeah. Once I get you set up right now, then you and I are going to try. We're going to do the login together. I'm going to have you log in right before we end the call because I want to make sure you're able to log in. It's really simple. It's a super easy and very informative tracking system because you want to track your results with us.
Let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
My insurance, I got to look it over. I don't know if it's $250 or $300.
It's
250.
Don't worry about the insurance. The insurance part of this, when I was asking you how much insurance do you have, that was to see if you would qualify for that other program. But that's not the program that we're doing. So the insurance minimum is not going to be a requirement for this one. But we do want to see your proof of insurance and stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, of course. Can I also ask, for the Facebook part of it, would I have, I should have a Facebook page? Would I have a Facebook page?
And that's what I'm, all of that I go over with you, but let's talk about that now. So, for us to build your business Facebook page, okay, all business Facebook pages are created through a personal Facebook. No one sees the personal Facebook page, but it's how they're created so that the business owner has access to it. So, if you do not have any personal Facebook, what you're going to do, you're going to open up a personal Facebook. Now, Glenn, you don't have to have friends on that Facebook page. You don't even have to have pictures. Okay? You just open up that page. You send us the link. We're going to then go in, create you the business Facebook page so that you have ownership and access to it. That's how they're all created. Even if you try to do it on your own. That's how you would have to create it. So I always tell anybody that doesn't have a personal Facebook, don't even bother putting pictures or any friends on there. Just open up the Facebook page, give us a link.
Once I do that, though, like, let's say I'm going to be in Facebook, so anybody could search me up and find me on Facebook, Glenn Rivera. Right?
Well, I mean, if someone was specifically looking for you, what they would probably see is a page that has no pictures, no friends. I mean, they're not going to know if that's actually you.
Yeah. And, like and, me? So,
like
let
for
me
example.
Ask, so, after that, after okay, I create that and you guys create the business account. What I would do, I would log into Facebook and I would be using the business account somehow. Like I would look at the business part of the account, like if somebody needs messages.
Yeah, through the business part of it, not your personal. Because see, and the technician will go over all of that with you, but just to kind of explain it to you now. So I'll give you an example, right? My aunt has a catering business. She has a personal Facebook, but what she did is she created a catering business Facebook page. Because a lot of her work comes from Facebook because, you know, people are on Facebook. Anyone know a good caterer? I'm having a quinceañera or whatever, right?
Of course.
So they refer her. So people sometimes will message her on Facebook and it goes to her Facebook Messenger. They're not messaging her personal Facebook page because it's her business that they're messaging.
So it goes to the business.
Yes, but you have access to it because in the back part of it, it's linked where, and this is what I'm saying, because you're the owner, the business owner, we have to give you access to that page. This is why I say don't even put friends or pictures on your Facebook personal page because it doesn't matter. No one's going to see that page. It's going to be your Facebook business page that we are marketing. That we're branding, that we're
basically
making visible.
Basically, when somebody clicks on the button, it's going to go to that page.
Yes, correct. Not your personal page. It's going to go to the business one. Okay? Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, in this case, listen, I've been married for 18 years. Me and my wife don't have Facebook. There's reasons why we don't have a Facebook. And I hate for, you know, for our personal relationship reasons to get in the way of business.
Yeah.
And I've talked to her about this before. I need a Facebook page. And she kind of agreed.
And what did she say?
I can't do it without speaking to her. Is there a way you could call me tomorrow for this?
I could try, yeah, Glenn, if we still have the position open, and I definitely respect that. Yeah, you do need to talk to your wife. Only because...
If you could call me tomorrow around the same time, it would really work out for me. I mean, just so I could go through it with her and...
Yeah.
I want to do the right thing. I don't want to sign up for something and then, you know, I don't want to get in trouble.
Problems. No. Listen, I'm not trying to put you in the doghouse either. You know what I mean? This is something, and here's the thing. Like, we could do a package without Facebook, but Glenn.
No, I want the Facebook.
Okay. So why don't we do this?
Facebook. That's the thing.
Consult it with your wife. Okay. My manager, I'm asking her to put a soft hold on it for 24 hours.
Okay.
This is going to prevent my team from calling out on it. If I don't hear from you, by 4:30 tomorrow, then I'm going to put it out there for my team to call out on it because we're going to get the position filled. If you don't call me, I'm going to call you at 4:30. And if you don't answer, then I'm then going to assume that you decided not to move forward and I'm going to put it back on the floor. Okay.
All right.
To at least buy you that time to speak with your wife. But Glenn, if you speak with her, listen,
let me ask you, you said I could call you guys?
You could call me. I sent you, if you look at the email at the very bottom, you call the 877 number, and then you would just put in my extension 623.
877-635-6225.
Uh-huh. And then when it asks you for the extension, the party you're trying to reach, you would put 623. It's at the bottom of the email I sent you. Okay. So.
Oh, 623. I see it.
Yeah. If you speak with your wife tonight and she tells you, you know what, Glenn? No, not right now. It's just not going to be good. I'm not comfortable with that, with the Facebook. Do me a favor. Call me or email me back and let me know that right away because I don't want to hold a position if you guys decided not to, because this way I can get it back on the floor sooner. Okay.
I understand. Okay. No, most likely I'm gonna go with it. I just gotta run it through.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and I would want you to. You know, I wouldn't want you to do something that's. And listen, I have friends. It's actually a married couple, right? Like my husband and I, we have Facebook. You know what I mean? But I have friends. Their story. They're multi-million-dollar business owner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of money. They choose not to do Facebook because of the fact that her husband had a past way before they got married. And
wow.
He chooses not to be out there on social media because sometimes he's like, I don't need people from my past hitting me up.
You know what I mean? Believe me, it's the same
even
thing
though,
here.
And his wife trusts him and like they're good. But it's just they both decided, you know what, social media is not our thing. And for their business, they work with like theirs is all like the kind of multi-million dollar business they have is they do like all the Pollo Loco restaurants, like all the big chain restaurants in California out here. They handle all those. And so their business wouldn't come from Google or from any type of marketing like that. Theirs is all, he's got to go out there, bid on these contracts and get these franchises. You know what I mean? So his is kind of approached in a whole different way. So that's why for them, social media, it's like, we don't need it for our business. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why.
I wish I was in that position where I didn't need it.
Yeah, like, well, you know what? I'll tell you, Glenn, he had a past. You know what I mean? Some of us, we don't make the best decisions, right, when we're younger, and he had a past, like, you know, but he turned his life around and he worked hard to get to where he's at. And so he's just like, you know, and he doesn't have nothing to hide, but he's like, you know what I mean? You'd rather kind of leave all that behind you. So that's why he's like, some people, you know, if he were to, you know, someone reach out to him like, hey, remember me? And he's like, I don't want to associate like that anymore. I live a different life now, you know? So for that reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, me and my wife been together for 18 years, right around when Facebook started.
And yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. We both decided not to have Facebook for a reason. But, you know, we know since I opened up the business, we know that, you know, we should have a Facebook. So, like I said, I just want to get the green light on it, and I could shoot you an email tomorrow or something like that, and we could link back up, and I'll go through it.
Just let me know, like, hey, Nadine, like, even if you just respond, hey, Nadine, I talked with my wife, we decided to hold off, perfect. Or, hey, Nadine, she's on board, call me tomorrow, same time, and then this way I know, you know what I mean, whether to remove the hold or to keep it on there until when I call you, okay?
Okay, I got you. I got you, Nadine.
Right.
I'm going to call you tomorrow.
All right, Glenn. Have
right.
a very blessed
so
evening. It was very, very nice talking with you. Okay?
Most
my
likely,
pleasure.
I'm going to tell you now. Most likely, I'm going to go through with it.
Okay.
I'm going to have to.
Well, make sure the wife's on board because, listen, I'm married too. And sometimes my husband, he's like, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission. I'm like, oh, no, you need to rethink that, sir.
No. I don't roll like that.
Well, my husband, like, he'll say things like that, and he just starts laughing. I'm like, yeah, I tell him in Spanish, that's loco. Get out of here. All right, Glenn.
Nice.
Well, have a very blessed evening, okay? We'll talk tomorrow.
I'll hit you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.